This is Rocco Granato for InLacrosseWeTrust.com. I'm down here with head coach of the Georgia Swarm, Ed Kumo. Coach, the move from Minnesota to Georgia, how did that affect some of the players? Were they looking forward to it? How big of a change is this?
I think they, the guys who were here in the past, they liked Minnesota. They had, you know, great fan support there. But, you know, it was a business decision that made, you know, sense for the team for the long term. And, you know, the guys, the great thing about lacrosse guys is they want to play wherever. And, you know, they're excited about being in Georgia. The community's really, you know, really accepted us and embraced us. And we're looking forward to getting down there to have our home opener on January 9th.
Now you have the Thompson Twins. Miles and Lyle Thompson. What has that done to this team? It seems like the team has a little bit more of an extra step when they were out there for the first half. Things seem to really be flowing like they've been here for a number of years.
Well, I mean, that's the great thing we get with you know, with Lyle and Miles playing together. They've played together their whole lives, so they really, you know what each other's doing. And it's, you know, sometimes offense, it's hard to build chemistry when you're, you know, you got new guys, but you got guys that played together their whole lives. It's a lot easier to do that. So it was, you know, we've got a lot of good young talent at the front, and, you know, we're going to work hard to get them good opportunities. But, yeah, we're really excited about having both those guys as well as, you know, all the other draft picks and the great guys we have.
Now, how hard is it? We were just talking a little while ago before we started this. How hard of a job is it to decide 25, 26 players? Who's going to be this? The active roster, who's going to be the practice squad? I mean, obviously nobody's job is safe. We'll say everybody's got to fight. You got to go hard every time during practice and during these preseason games.
Yeah, and that's what we said. We're in a league where there's a limited number of teams and there's lots of great players. So the guys, just because you were in the league last year doesn't mean you're going to get it this year. The guys know that. And, you know, to their credit, both weekends, guys have come hard, played hard. And, yeah, it makes you what we say. You know, your job is to make our job difficult, and that's what we want. Our, you know, that's what we want. And if it was easy picks, then, you know we didn't have the right guys out here. So we've got a lot of guys that, you know, really showed they can play at this level. We've got some tough decisions, but, you know, we're going to do what we think and hope is in the best interest of the team.
Now, I was sitting in the stands, and I heard some of the fans just watching the game and wondering. You got Jason Noble, Shane Jackson, obviously small guys in stature, but I've seen them both play. I watched Shane play in WLA with the Langley Thunder. The kid plays like he's 6'8" as tall as Brody, and he plays, you know, like he's that big. What have you seen from them and how their game has grown?
Well, I think one of the great things about lacrosse is you know, you don't need to be 300 pounds, and you don't need to be 6'6". You know, we've got, you know, Josh Jennison, one of the all-time great lacrosse players, who's, you know, small in stature. But so, you know, we've never looked at size with guys, but, I mean, those guys, you know, things you make up for, you know, size deficiencies with your heart and with your head and their skill. And those guys have abundance of all three of those. And, you know, again, we have confidence in those guys. And, you know, we know, you know, just because they're small doesn't mean, you know, they can't play. They're great players, and we're excited to work with them this year.
Coach, I want to thank you a lot. Congratulations on the win. Good luck in the upcoming season.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that was head coach Ed Kumo of the Georgia Swarm. Georgia Swarm defeat the Rochester Nighthawks in preseason action here at the Blue Cross Arena in Rochester by a final score of 12-11.